Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News. Joining us is Judy Patrick. She is the editor of the Daily Gazette. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning, David.
Well, an announcement yesterday from the Senator Hugh Farley in New York from the 49th State Senate District in our region. And he spent 40 years in office. He says he's leaving the legislature because of his wife's health issues. And there's even candidates now that will vie for the seat.
Yeah, you know, Farley, who is 83 years old and told us he was hoping to run for another term, but his family members wanted him to retire. He says he's in good health and he was looking forward to running. But, you know, his wife, who he's been married to for decades, is not well and he wants to spend more time with her. Family comes first, he says, and he's happy to be with his wife and his family. Minutes after he announced her, we've already started to hear a strong interest in the seat among local politicians. For his part, Farley yesterday threw his support to longtime Republican Assemblyman Jim Todisco. Talked to Todisco, who hasn't quite made up his mind, said he'd make a decision in a week or two. He needs to talk it over with his family. Before yesterday's announcement, two Republicans, Christian Klug, a business owner from Fulton County, and Nancy Nugent, announced that they would run for Farley's seat. Talked to Glenville Town Supervisor Chris Ketzley yesterday. He said he's also been thinking about running for the seat. Chad Putman, Schenectady's deputy city clerk, is the only Democrat who has announced interest in the seat. Farley is the second longest serving senator in the history of New York State and has served under six governors. The longest serving senator, for you trivia buffs, is John Marshy. He's also a Republican. He represented Staten Island for over 50 years. Todisco, who lives in Glenville, says that he believes it's important for Republicans to keep hold of this Senate district. It is the second largest Senate district in the state. It includes parts of Schenectady and Saratoga counties, but it goes all the way up into Hamilton and Herkimer County, so it's geographically a very large district. It looks like we have a race ahead of us and departure of a longtime senator from the New York State Senate.
We've been talking with Judy Patrick. She's the editor of the Daily Gazette. For more on this or other stories in the paper today, you can go to dailygazette.com or simply pick up a copy of the paper. Judy won't mind. Judy, as always, we thank you.
Thanks, Dave.